Tax Day is a big reminder of the need for tax reform. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. As most folks had to file their tax returns this week, the American Farm Bureau wants to remind lawmakers about changes that would make the tax code more fair for the nation's farmers and ranchers. Jonna Miller has more.
Most farmers and ranchers had to file their taxes back in March, but April 15th still serves as a big reminder that the nation's tax code needs an overhaul. American Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf says that's more complicated for farmers and ranchers.
Farming and ranching is a very uncertain business. There's no guarantee when you plant seeds in the spring that you'll have a crop in the fall. Farm income goes up and down. The cost of their inputs goes up and down. And what's important for folks to know is that this means that their tax burden is a little bit different. Special provisions are needed to deal with the uncertainties and the ups and downs of farming business.
Some of the ideas for change are worrisome for farmers and ranchers, like changes to small business expensing, which allows them to deduct expenses in the year they buy a big ticket item rather than spread it over several years.
When farmers make money, that's when they buy equipment or put up grain bins. Small business expensing allows you to take a deduction in the year that you make the expenditure. So it's a way for farmers and ranchers to match up their income with expenses. It helps them to pay for things when they have money, and it helps manage tax liabilities. Currently, small businesses can deduct up to $500,000 a year. The small business working draft would suggest reducing that to $250,000 a year.
Farmers and ranchers would also like to see the capital gains rate lower to 15% for all taxpayers and a further change to estate taxes. Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.